This is an executive summary of capital gains tax on selling mineral rights, and how to defer it. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Selling mineral rights can be the right financial decision to diversify out of a concentrated asset, simplify an estate, or capture value after a price run-up, but the tax that comes with it is larger and more layered than most owners expect. A mineral sale doesn't just trigger capital gains, it stacks several taxes on top of one another and recaptures years of deductions you may have forgotten you took. Understanding that tax is the first step, because once you see how big it is, the case for deferring it becomes clear. This guide explains exactly how mineral sales are taxed, long-term gain versus ordinary income, the all-important depletion recapture, and the full four-layer stack, and then walks through the deferral tools available to keep your capital working, led by the 1031 exchange but including a few alternatives worth knowing. For a deeper look at deferring that tax with a like-kind exchange, see our pillar guide on 1031 exchanges for minerals and royalties. When you sell a mineral or royalty interest, the IRS treats it as the disposition of a capital asset, so your gain is generally a capital gain. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.